Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller joins us now. It's our Pick 6 segment, and Charlie, I'll let you set it up.
How nice it is to bounce back, gentlemen, after that 0-6 week that I had last week. Just the reverse. A 6-0 clean sweep for yours.
So you're 500.
Well, I'm over 500.
Well, no, you're 500 over the last 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm 3-3 and 3-3 if you want to take it that way. But I'll take the 6-0. I'm riding high. I was riding high after a 5-1 week a couple of weeks back, and then it all came crashing down. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. I went 6-0 last week. Texas, Oregon, LSU, Bucks, Ravens, Lions, everything went great. Mike, you went 5-1. The one game we had different, OU and UT. I mean, it's understandable to expect a great rivalry matchup to be close, but OU really did stink it up, as you kind of mentioned.
Man, I was watching that game. I'm like, what the heck was I thinking with this pick?
Bobby went 4-2, and Steve went 3-3. So, resetting the standings.
All right.
I'm 20-16. Mike, you are 19-17, both above 500. Bobby and Steve, you're both at 15-21. So,
woof.
College football week 8, we got 3 games. NFL week 7, we got 3 games. I have Bobby's picks every week as we do this. I picked 3 SEC games for college football week 8. I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's all a bunch of really fun matchups. We're going to start off in chronological order. So we're going to go number 7, Alabama opens as 2.5-point favorites at number 11, Tennessee, guys. Bobby's got Alabama in this one, and I will kick it right off and say I'm taking Bama too. I did not like how they looked against South Carolina this past week, but at the same time, Tennessee almost lost to Florida, and I've kept up with Florida quite a bit this year with Billy Napier's job on the line, and that is not a good Florida team. I'm not sold by Tennessee. Give me Bama.
Tennessee.
I am rolling with the Tide as well, so Mike is the only one taking Tennessee at home in this matchup, but that scares me, obviously. Bama being a road favorite against Tennessee here, you never like to give points as the away team, but I figure it'll all come down to maybe a field goal game, hopefully.
Shout out to Joe in the traffic studio. Bama has not let me down just yet, but then again, that was when I picked them against Georgia, so we'll see how they look against Tennessee on the road here, guys.
Joe can't be an Alabama fan.
Oh, you're going to hear him say Roll Tide when we go to the traffic.
Well, I heard him say it before. I know where he grew up, too.
All right. So we got next up, we got number 8, LSU opens as 2.5-point favorites on the road against Arkansas. So back-to-back road favorites in the SEC, guys. Oh, Bobby's got Arkansas plus 2.5 here.
I'm going to take the LSU Tigers. Give me a BK squad on the road here at the Hogs. I just think that everything has been coming together a little bit better with the defense, so I have a little hope there and just total faith in Nussmeier to get the job done against the Hogs.
I understand where Bobby went with this. Him and I talked about this before. I will go with LSU, but I think it's razor close.
I'm with you. I'm really actually worried about this. I'm taking LSU here as well. At the same time, Arkansas terrifies me. I'm not sold on Tennessee, as I kind of mentioned. So, yes, that was an impressive win at home. There's a reason they're not ranked just yet. This could be a statement game for them. At the same time, I think LSU is kind of prepared. They have enough veterans to go into Arkansas. And, you know, even though they're riding that high from an emotional victory against Ole Miss, they have their sights set on the college football playoff. So give me LSU minus 2.5 here, guys. And then a top 5 matchup in the SEC, number 5 Georgia at number 1 Texas. The Longhorns open as 3.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got Texas, and I took Texas last week. I'm riding with them again, guys. Give me the Longhorns here.
Man, I ain't getting off that train. Texas.
Yeah, I'm on board, too, now at Texas after that.
Clean sweep,
showing against Oklahoma for sure.
Wow. Well, even not for Oklahoma. They've beat down everybody.
Unbelievable.
And their offensive line. How are they winning the trenches? That's the big difference in Texas today than 5 years ago. Their offensive and defensive lines are so good. And Quinn Ewers, early on, you saw, I don't want to say rust, but, you know, not playing in a couple games, but then he got hot.
34 straight points against Brent Venables and that OU defense. Yeah,
got hot.
Give me UT here, guys, for sure. And Georgia didn't look great against Mississippi State last weekend either.
Has Georgia looked good all year?
I mean, the best they looked was that Bama game in the second half, but even then
that's a half.
I know. They didn't look good against Kentucky. They didn't look good against Mississippi State. I feel like this line is based off of reputation, guys. Give me UT here.
No, because this is a new feature for UT. Now you're playing the team that steps through the ropes. Hey, I've walked down this aisle before. I've done it before. You haven't done it, but I think this is maybe that game to say – we belong here.
Go ahead, Bulldogs. Make us eat our words. We all got UT minus 3.5. NFL Week 7, guys. Thursday Night Football. The Broncos, 1.5-point favorites on the road in New Orleans against the Saints in the Superdome.
Broncos.
I'm with you again.
Yeah, sadly, I'd love to pick the Saints, obviously, to rebound and snap this losing skid. But the way things are going with injuries and just the way they
report,
the way they looked in that second half was very discouraging to me. So I got the Broncos given the 1.5 in New Orleans.
Who is Spencer Rattler thrown to?
Bub Means and what, Cedric Wilson?
Yikes.
And Juwan Johnson.
And we just had Mark Schlereth tell us how good that Broncos defensive line and secondary, even without Pat Surtain, is.
But right. Without Surtain, that, you know, because he took one guy out. He would take the best receiver you got. I'd take him out of the game. That's how good he is. But their safety play has really been good. Despite losing Justin Simmons, man, their defensive line, linebackers, safeties have really played good.
So the one thing preventing this from being a clean sweep, because I have the Broncos, Bobby Abear, Cajun Cannon has the Saints plus 1.5.
I thought he would go Denver.
Black and gold till he dies.
Yeah,
folks.
Well, I thought he'd pick his boy, Sean.
And shout out to the folks on Twitter that reminded me there's like this weird, I don't even want to call it voodoo necessarily, but every time Drew Brees seems to attend a game, the Saints don't have much luck.
No.
So we'll see what happens there, guys. But I got the Broncos plus 1.5, too. And then two more games. We got that NFC North battle that we kind of previewed with Schlereth a little bit. The Lions at the Vikings. Minnesota opens as 2.5-point favorites at home. Bobby has the Lions. I agree with them. Give me Detroit. Their win over Dallas was ultra impressive, and Schlereth made a great point about Brian Flores and how he plays defense. Blitz all you want against that.
You live with the blitz, you die
with it. Exactly. And so blitz all you want against that Lions offensive line. I'm taking the Lions here.
Lions.
I'm with the majority. I'm just not a believer in the Vikings. I know you are what your record is, but they still just haven't really impressed me yet. Obviously, Sam Darnold, heck of a season this year, but I'm just waiting for those Vikings to crash down to earth.
Clean sweep for the Lions, plus 2.5 on the road, guys. I'm with all of you, so we'll see what happens there. And then wrapping things up, Monday Night Football. This was, Mike, we went back and forth about which game we could have picked here to wrap up NFL Week 7, but you know, NFC South flair here. The Buccaneers hosting the Ravens. Baltimore opens as 3.5-point favorites on the road.
Choo-choo! Derrick Henry and the Ravens.
Yeah, so Bobby has the Ravens as well.
I'm on board with you gentlemen, too. It's just hard to pick against. Right now, Baltimore, I know 4-2, but they look to be like the best team in the NFL at this moment.
The way they playing.
Right.
The way they playing right now.
Yeah, this is way too much parody, boys. But I'm taking the Ravens as well. It's hard to bet against them. They look great.
I'm going
to
mush all your guys' picks, but that I'm the same as you.
Yeah, right. We'll see what happens. Yeah, give me Baltimore on the road.
It's never
that's
good about
never
picking
good.
With you.
You know, the Buccaneers have been kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And the Ravens got off to that slow start, but they've really picked it up recently. You know, taken down a Washington team that was feeling really, really good about themselves.
And that was a
loss.
Good game.
It was a good game.
It was a good
really
game.
Good
but
game.
Man, the Commanders' defense is bad. Oh, my goodness. They're not very good. Jaden Daniels kept them in there. But, man, Washington's defense is mighty flawed.
So this is a lot different from last week, guys. We only have one clean sweep. This week we have, what, three? Yes, we have three because Bobby has the Saints. It would have been four.
You would figure.
Yeah. Well, there we go. So that's it.
No, I'm surprised. I thought he would pick his boy Sean in the Broncos, but that didn't
happen. Ride or die with the Saints.
That's it.